Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you being influenced? If you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, then there's a chance it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Jesse. Jesse Kelly here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, instinct may drive you to reach for lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of deadly force. Enter the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher, equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be shipped right to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse now for an exclusive 10% discount. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Go to puretalk.com/Jesse to make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Jesse.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, it's a Medal of Honor Monday, and it's going to be a doozy of a day today. A gigantic show, huge, if you will. Obviously, the Medal of Honor stuff comes an hour from now. We will talk a bit more about Republicans and their lack of achievements versus Democrats. Thank you, Jamal Bowman, for that. I'm going to open here in a couple minutes. We'll talk about DeSantis dropping out. I know that's on everyone's mind. I have to talk someone off the ledge who's been stuck in the Democrat dating world. Joe Biden once again threatens the American people with airstrikes. We will discuss that. We will discuss why do they get their messaging more along the lines of what I like versus us. The seals that went missing, Nikki Haley claims she was bullied, all kinds of emails. Selena Zito joins us about a half hour from now to give us kind of man on the street perspective from the voters. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I'm going to do something that I normally do not do. Now, here's what that something is. I'm going to begin with the story everyone's talking about. I don't usually do that. Why? It's not because I'm trying to be contrarian. I just generally see things differently than a lot of other people who do what I do see them. Whatever everyone's talking about all day, I will normally look at it and think that's not even on the top 10 of biggest deals. And I'll tell you what I'm about to discuss is not in my top 10 on the biggest deals. It might be yours. It's not mine. But everyone is talking about it, and I'm going to use it to lead me into what I think is the biggest deal. Ron DeSantis dropped out of the presidential race this weekend. Dropped out, endorsed Donald Trump, put out a little video online.
If there was anything I could do to produce a favorable outcome, more campaign stops, more interviews, I would do it. But I can't ask our supporters to volunteer their time and donate their resources if we don't have a clear path to victory.
Okay, so dropped out of the race, endorsed Donald Trump. That's over. The primary was over after Iowa. This just made it that much more official. No matter what Nikki Haley tries to tell you.
Can you hear that sound?
Whoa.
That's the sound of a two-person race.
No, it's not. Nikki, it's over. Okay, Donald Trump is the Republican nominee. And so let's have a chat. Chris, that was a combination between a talk and a chat. You'll learn these advanced words if you ever go to Europe. Anyway, let's have a chalk. Let's have a little chalk, you and I. Okay, Donald Trump's the nominee now. Ron DeSantis endorsed him. Let's understand something about each other here. This applies to you, and it applies to me. You're a nerd. I'm a nerd. We're political nerds. We know things our norms and normas in our lives do not know. We are the most informed people in our society. That is a compliment to you. That is not me insulting you. That is a compliment. We are the most informed, and you thought that was a compliment. This is the highest compliment I can pay you. You are the most caring person, meaning it means the most to you. America means more to you than it does your normie neighbor who flies a flag every July 4th. America matters to you. Therefore, you know politics matters. Therefore, you get involved in politics. Therefore, you know things. You know this candidate. You know that candidate. You love this guy. You hate that guy. You're not sure about this. You're not sure about that. So, as somebody who's hyper-informed, this is probably what you've been going through for the last 48 hours or so, and will be experiencing over the next 48 to 72 hours or so. If you're a Trump supporter, again, you care, you're informed, you're elated right now. Your main primary opponent, if you want to call him that, even though it didn't end up ever being that close, officially dropped out. Trump's the nominee, not officially, but you know how it works here. And you're excited. Understandable. If you're a DeSantis supporter, you just got kicked in the teeth. He jumped in the big game. He got blown out. Let's be honest. It didn't work. He jumped in. The voters rejected him. What hurts worse than rejection? Nothing. Why do men get nervous when they talk to women? Why? Because nothing hurts worse than rejection. Nothing hurts worse than, no, I'm not interested. Oh, I like you as a friend. When you have a guy you support, Ron DeSantis, he jumps in the race. The voters look at him and say, ah, no thanks. That hurts. Everyone's emotional right now. Everybody. People are either elated emotional or deflated emotional. Everyone's emotional right now. All I'll say to you is this. It's nothing new. I'm not Johnny come lately to this. You'll know, longtime listeners will know, this is what I've been telling you for the longest time here. I've never told you to vote or not vote for anybody, and I won't. I never will. I'll tell you how I vote. Your vote is your power. You do with it how you see fit. Remember, in your elation or your deflation, the voters of the other guy are not your enemy. You may hate the other guy. If you're a Trump fan, you may hate Heavy D. Ah, he's a traitor. He's this or that. If you're a Heavy D fan, you may hate Donald Trump. He's a lockdown guy. I understand that. Pour all the hatred on those guys you want. I don't give a crap. I'm not buddies with either of them, nor do I want to be. The voters of the other guy are not your enemy. What you do from here is up to you. I'll just remind everyone again in your emotional state, the voters of the other guy in the primary are not the enemy. All right? All right. So who is the enemy? This guy.
And I love people who say, the blood of liberty The tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots. Well, guess what, man? I didn't see a whole lot of patriots that are out there walking around making sure that we have these weapons. Well, and if you really want to worry about the government, you need an F-16.
You need an F-16. When I said this guy, keep in mind, I'm not actually saying Joe Biden himself is the enemy. He's just part of the enemy. Think of the enemy as if it's a blanket. He's just a thread, but he's definitely part of it. Where am I going with this? Well, understand that setting aside the whole Civil War era, we are currently living in the only time in American history where the American president and the American president's party and his allies routinely threaten American people with the United States military. You can say it's a joke, it's a talking point. This has become the norm from Democrats. Eric Swalwell very famously threatened to nuke people. You don't even have nukes. Joe Biden routinely, oh yeah, good luck. Good luck taking on an F-16. Why do these people talk like this all the time now? Why is it the norm? I'll tell you why, and it's actually courtesy of the Wall Street Journal. Now, I'm going to do something I never do on this show here, but just stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. Why do they talk like that now? Why the F-16 talk? We'll nuke you. Why? Okay, well, there's an article. It's called The Them Versus Us Election. I never read to you on the show, do I? I never do. So just pay attention. There's some revealing stuff here. And the revealing stuff is the elites versus the rest of us. And you should know, according to this one, how they define elite is a postgraduate degree earning more than 150 grand a year and living in a high density area. Okay, this is an NYU law professor. That's who this is. That's who he's described. All right? Now, you want to hear something amazing? Listen to this. Among the elites, 74% of them say their finances are getting better. Among the rest of the voters, 20% say they're getting better. Oh, wait, this isn't near the best. Just hang with me. Among the elites, Joe Biden has an 84% approval rating. The non-elites, Joe Biden has a 40% approval rating. This is all going to come back to the F-16s. Just stay with me. And that all leads me, there's a couple other little things I'm going to say. That all leads me to the most staggering, frightening statistic I believe I have seen of the modern era. And it's going to explain why they make these F-16 comments all the time now. Before I get to that, let me just tell you, now's the time to up your T levels, fellas. Because what I'm about to say is going to make your jaw drop. Have you started taking your male vitality stack from Chalk yet? You understand the times, not only that we're in, the times that are coming. It's going to require you to be strong, focused, energetic, and no, not with Big Pharma's help. With Chalk's help. No matter what you're looking for, man, woman, old, young, whatever you're looking to improve upon, natural herbal supplements are the way forward, and natural herbal supplements from my friends at Chalk are the only way forward. The anti-communists at Chalk. CHOQ.com. You'll see Chalk Lit Powder, Chad Mode, which is the most amazing all-natural pre-workout in the world, female vitality stacks, male vitality stacks, Chalk.com. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you huge savings. Begin now, 90 days. Then send me an email and tell me how you feel. It's incredible. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Selena Zito's like 15 minutes from now. We'll get kind of a boots on the ground thing, a little primary aftermath from her general election preview. What are they saying in the Rust Belt? You know, that's who actually decides these presidential elections. Medal of Honor Monday's like 45 minutes from now. Get to a bunch of emails tonight, but I want to get back to what I was talking about here. Why Why is it now a mainstream talking point in the media, Democrats, Joe Biden, so many others? Why is threatening the American people with military, well, strikes? Why is this now just kind of something they do?
And I love people who say, the blood of liberty, or the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots. Well, guess what, man? I didn't see a whole lot of patriots that are out there walking around making sure that we have these weapons. Well, and if you really want to worry about the government, you need an F-16.
That's an amazing thing for the American president to say publicly and routinely. So I'm referencing right now, I really want you to read it if possible. I think it's behind a paywall, which sucks. If not, I'm giving you the meaty parts of it. But how many times do I tell you to go read an article? Never. This is one of the most revealing articles I've ever read in my entire life. It's called The Them Versus Us Election from the Wall Street Journal. I already gave you the stats of the elites versus you, how they're doing better. They feel great about their finances. You think it sucks. They feel great about Joe Biden's presidency. You think it sucks. Here's one for you. You know how I tell you all the time that the three characteristics they all have in common are, well, no love of country, no connection to the real world, and they see themselves as kings and queens? 89% of Ivy League graduates favor strict rationing of gas, meat, and electricity to fight climate change. Nearly 50% believe the U.S. provides too much individual freedom. Rationing of gas, meat, and electricity. Let's discuss that for a moment. What does that mean? Because our leaders, the leaders of our cultural institutions, sadly, they come from Ivy League schools. Those Fortune 500 CEOs, the guy who's running the newsroom, that next United States senator, that next United States president, he comes from an Ivy League school, most likely. 89% favor rationing gas, meat, and electricity. Have you ever read a story about somebody starving to death? What it looks like? What happens? I'm going to tell you just a couple little brief stories here. I'll try to make them very brief and I'll try to make them PG. But as I tell you these stories, I'm not telling you for shock value. I want to make sure you understand what your cultural leaders want for you. This is what they want. Did you know there was a huge flood in China? This is many, many, many years ago. China, sadly, is natural disaster heaven, as well as war heaven and communism heaven. China's really gone through it. Anyway, there was a horrible, terrible flood. One of the major rivers there. I'm not going to go into all the details. It flooded. And I don't mean, wow, the river got high. We're going to have to replant the crops. Oh, no, it flooded the first floor. I mean, the river got so high, it flooded entire areas for hundreds, thousands of square miles. Oh, yes, Chris, people washed out to sea, but it's actually worse than that. I can't believe they've never made a movie about it. It was so flooded out and it kept raining and the water wouldn't drain that what happened was people began, just like the movie Waterworld. You ever see the movie Waterworld? People began living. You had to live on the water. You would have some sort of a makeshift shack or shanty on top of whatever raft you were able to put together. And your life was trying to survive floating in endless seas of water. No government help coming. No Coast Guard on the way. No nothing. It was horrific. And as people began to starve to death,
people began to have to make decisions like this. Decisions that will sound horrific to you, but this is something that happens every time people begin to die of starvation. If you're floating down the river with your family and you see another raft with your family, let's say it's you and your wife and five children, you will gather around and you will draw straws. What straws are you drawing? Well, let's just be honest. You don't want to be the kid who draws the short straw, because if you do, then your father will flag down the ship that's passing you by in the other direction, at which point in time he will auction off his child to be eaten by strangers so he can receive food in return so the rest of his family can live. That's what starvation looks like, and that's what 89% of the people who run this country believe. That's what they want for you. Why do they talk about sending F-16s? Because they plan to kill you. All of them do. You're holding the world back. The kings and queens have things they want to do. You won't let them. They intend to hurt you. You understand that? Can't even imagine what it was like for the dogs. Imagine trying to get rough greens delivered on that river. Can you even imagine? You're on the river with your family. You just gave away your kid, but Muffy still needs nutrition too, and you're stuck with only dog food? How's the dog going to get by? All the dog food you have, it's all brown like all dog food is, so there's no nutrition in it. It's just empty calories. And now, not only is your family starving to death, Muffy is probably, his coat's getting dull, breath getting bad, probably needs a trip to the vet, but you haven't run into any of those on the river yet. What you need in your little river shanty is rough greens, but rough greens wasn't around back then, but it is around for you. Don't let your dog suffer, in all seriousness, from no nutrition. Rough Greens is nutrition, all natural nutritional supplement. Pour it on your dog's food. Watch your dog come alive, man. Your dog will live longer and better. RoughGreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag. Or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
I keep hearing that a lot of people are still on the fence about owning gold and silver. Have we already forgotten about the bank closures, inflation, global instability, World War III that sadly may be coming? Look, precious metals, you need them for various reasons. You want tangible currency on hand, a portfolio diversification strategy. It's a hedge against inflation. You need value, stored value that stands the test of time. I know you're paying attention to global events. Wars bubbling up everywhere. Countries are buying and hoarding mass amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our heads in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver easy and simple. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D. Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of big box stores or shopping channels the way you may have shopped for their products in the past. MyPillow have found themselves as part of this cancel culture. Because of this and the change in retailers, they want to pass the savings directly on to you. To get you familiar with other products, they are having a $25 extravaganza with the promo code Jesse. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-piece towel set, you guessed it, $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all the new Giza fabric, any size or loft level, just $25. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special square for these $25 deals. Free shipping on orders over $75. Enter promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544 for this amazing offer that won't last long.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I'm so excited to talk to Selena, even though, like, sometimes she makes us feel better and sometimes she makes us feel worse because she brings the truth on the show, and sometimes the truth sucks. Anyway, joining me now is amazing journalist, my friend Selena Zito. Go sign up for her newsletter if you would like to stay informed. Selena, okay, you travel the Rust Belt back roads of this country, telling us the who's who and what's what about how normal people feel. Primary is over for the most part.
Yeah.
Why did Ron DeSantis not win? Why did he not get any traction? In fact, it was not really close at any point by appearances. Why?
Well, interesting that you ask. I just put a story up. Do you remember last year when there was the train derailment and then the subsequent chemical burn-off in East Palestine?
Mm-hmm.
Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that moment, it was February 3rd, Donald Trump was down in the polls. Ron DeSantis was up above him. He hadn't announced yet. People were kind of mad at Trump, in particular with how the midterms ended up. And a lot of that blame went at his feet for candidates that he had supported that had failed miserably, like Dr. Oz and Herschel Walker and Kerry Lake. So he wasn't in a good place. Then all of a sudden, East Palestine happens. No one from D.C. shows up. No one. Biden didn't talk about it for almost 3 weeks. Never addressed it. And I was in East Palestine almost every day because that's less than an hour from my house, right? And I remember the day that Trump came because I was there, and it was like a wicked, like cold, like icy rain day, the kind where there's freezing rain on the ground. People don't know if it's safe to even be there. Trump shows up. He brings all these 18-wheelers filled with water. And the reaction, I'm watching the reaction from these people, a lot of people that didn't vote for him. But they're sort of symbolic of people that feel as though the government does not care about them. And I'm watching their reaction to him, and I'm watching his reaction to them. And I wrote down in my reporter's notebook, I pulled it up the other day because I have been thinking about this for a month. And I had written down that day, if Trump comes back, this is when it started. And I think that we talk too much about what people got wrong, and while the context of Trump is complicated, And it's filled with all kinds of other, you know, his comportment, his legal issues. But those symbolic moments were the things that he got right. And so I think it's not that Ron DeSantis got anything wrong. I don't think Ron DeSantis got anything wrong. He is a competent, accomplished conservative who was able and has been able to govern effectively as one. Unfortunately, he did not. He was going up against a guy who knew how to show up. Donald Trump does not have empathy. Neither does Joe Biden, by the way. Just remember him looking at his watch when Afghanistan happened. Remember how he didn't show up in East Palestine. Remember that he didn't go to Hawaii as it was burning down. But Trump does have political instincts. DeSantis, if he did anything wrong at that moment, he grew up, his family is from Mahoning County. He could have shown up and done the same thing. And I think things may have been different. But because Trump is just so masterful with understanding that it was hard to go up against essentially an incumbent governor. I mean, incumbent president.
Okay. Well, that's the primary. The primary is now done. No matter what Nikki Haley says, the primary is now done unless you direct me. Otherwise, Selena, the primary is now done. And now it's Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. Now, I see all the numbers. I see all the same numbers you see. It is a unique situation as much as people don't want to acknowledge it. The American people as a whole do not like either of them. Trump's approval ratings are low. Biden's approval ratings are low. Who do they hate more?
It's really interesting. I wrote a piece about this too, right? It's astounding to me that both parties have put forth two candidates that the other could beat. I mean, and that people are not enthusiastic about. I mean, we have to be honest. We look at Iowa and look who showed up. It was 87,000 less people than showed up in 2016. And it was just as cold in 2016. So people are not enthusiastic at all about either of these candidates. And so, you know, the challenge is going to be for one of them to break off from being these sort of, Biden has this sort of weird, mean guy chip on his shoulder, and along with frailty and coming across as weak. But, you know, Trump also has this problem of, you know, constantly airing of the grievances. I think what it's going to come down to is which of these two men, and it's, by the way, it's going to be difficult for both of them, but which of these two men are able to make the race less about them and more about the people. And that's going to be the secret sauce in this election. So far, I would not be confident in either person's camp as to say, oh, my guy's going to win. Because both of them have a remarkable amount of weaknesses.
Okay, let me ask you this, Selena, just to wrap this up then. If I'm a Trump fan listening to this, and there are many, I'm saying to myself right now, oh, are you kidding me? Are they going to go vote for Biden again? Look at gas prices, look at grocery prices, the border's wide open. Nobody's going to vote for Biden again. That is a common thing I hear in emails, and honestly, I find that hard to believe as well. How could anybody vote for Biden again? But I'm not in these Rust Belt towns with undecided voters. You are. Selena, how could anybody vote for more of this crap?
It's hard for me to imagine that they will. And, you know, I live in a swing county in Pennsylvania. I moved out of the city of Pittsburgh and into a more purpley red county that voted for Trump and then narrowly voted for him in 2020. I think that if Trump is able to sort of harken back to the how he ran in 2016 about the dignity of work and showing up, he will be successful. Biden probably has more obstacles to getting to the finish line than Trump does, but the only person that gets in Trump's way is Trump. And I think even the most strident supporters of Trump, and by the way, I had three of them in my house today working on my plumbing, who loved his policies, but just could not stand the way he kept getting in his own way in reaching across and forming a coalition to win in that second election.
Selena Zito, you are the best. Selena, real quick, how do people get your newsletter so they can get this stuff all the time?
Oh, thank you. Go to selenazito.com, S-A-L-E-N-A-Z-I-T-O. The emails are free. They're fun, and they're not that.
SelenaZito.com, free email newsletter. You want to stay boned up on things? Go get that now before we leave here. I want you to get something else. I want you to get pain-free. You have 3 weeks and $19? Well, $19.95 to be specific. You see, life comes with aches, pains. I know you know how it is. I hurt my neck last year sleeping. How does that even happen? How do you wake up? But I do. Feet, joints, muscles, I understand. The bad part of pain is how we respond to it. We go with more poisonous crap in our bodies. We should be reaching for Relief Factor. Instead of taking three ibuprofen every time your back hurts, why don't you wake up and take all natural Relief Factor every day? Omega-3s and turmeric and all these healthy things, all built into Relief Factor. And you want to know how confident they are? They sell 3 week quick start kits, they're called, for $19.95. They're not asking you to take their word for it. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. If all that pain's still there, stop taking it. Never call again. Watch it disappear. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, the iHeartRadio app is free. You can download a podcast of the show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. You can email the show. I'll get to some emails next hour. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. We love your emails. Got Medal of Honor Monday coming up in 10 minutes from now. Again, why do they talk like this all the time?
People say, the blood of liberty. The tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots. Well, guess what, man? I didn't see a whole lot of patriots that are out there walking around making sure that we have these weapons. Well, and if you really want to worry about the government, you need an F-16.
89% of Ivy League graduates favor the strict rationing of gas, meat, and electricity to fight climate change. They want to starve people to death by the billion. And this is not one or two people. These are the people who are graduating from Harvard, NYU, Columbia, others, and they're walking right into the corporate world. These are the people running the planet. And now people listen. They'll listen to this. Have you heard this? Shahana Hanif, New York City councilwoman. They heard this. Maybe you've heard this today. Maybe you have not. And they marvel. How could they be so evil? How could they be so evil? This human being does not stress about death and destruction. It's who she is. It's her entire religion. You look around and say, what have they done to New York? She looks around and says, more.
So from a very young age, I saw myself as a fighter. And that's what led me to the city council. And the other children who are cradled will also become the fighters that we need to continue the legacy of a city that continues to be a place where refugees will migrate to. New York City has always been a city for refugees. And right now, as folks escape slavery, conscription, political turmoil, economic and social injustices, we have to be a city that says, this is an opportunity for us to expand right to shelter. This is an opportunity for us to see our schools as an opportunity to recruit and retain bilingual educators. This is an opportunity. So Mayor Adams, you can and have the time to eliminate these cruel, inhumane, unjust directives now.
I know that just sounds like an 18-year-old naive girl who's been to one too many of her liberal arts classes, but please don't assign naivete or any level of innocence to these people. That human being there, that human being will kill more people than you can possibly imagine. Why is it you think American Democrats have made threat to democracy part of their
language? Make this sacred pledge to you. The defense, protection, and preservation of American democracy will remain as it has been the central cause of my presidency.
American democracy could end with the election of Donald Trump.
Iowa, apparently short for I don't want to live in a democracy anymore.
The man he's declared open season on democracy.
Democracy, our freedoms are what's on the line.
Our democracy depends on you.
It really does, folks. That's no joke.
Why do you think they talk like that? Remember, they don't just throw words out there willy-nilly. They don't. That's what the GOP does. No thought behind their words, no plan whatsoever. The communist always has a plan for his words. He always has a mission. He's always going somewhere with it. Why do you think over and over and over and over and over again they do two things? They threaten you with airstrikes and they call you a threat to democracy. Why do you think that is? Well, for the same reason they want to starve you to death. They don't want you to have gasoline, electricity, or meat. For these people, you're what holds the world back. I know that's evil, and they are evil. I know it. But we're not talking about a tiny minority either. The elites who run our institutions, that's how they think. This is Emma Tucker at the Wall Street Journal.
If you go back really not that long ago, as I say, we owned the news. We were the gatekeepers, and we very much owned the facts as well.
We owned the news. We were the gatekeepers. We owned the facts. These people hate it that you have a cell phone. I bet you even get on social media and learn things for yourself. It's not just that it bothers them. It's not that they're annoyed. It's not like your girlfriend looking at you staring at a waitress or something like that and getting aggravated with you. It's not some petty lover's jealousy thing. It really kills these people that you are free. You drive what you want, and when you turn on your gas stove, it actually works, and you say what you want, and you have guns, and you don't even take vaccines when they tell you to take vaccines. These things, in their mind, are holding back the planet. To these people, you are the enemy of all that is the planet. You're the enemy of everything. And therefore, in their minds, because you're a threat to democracy, in their minds, they are perfectly totally legitimate and justified in sending the military against you and destroying your food supply. Don't forget. Remember, these people are purposeful with their words. Don't forget. I brought it up a million times. I'll keep bringing it up because it was very, very revealing. Joe Biden gave a speech, not a political speech, because he brought the Marines there. So it wasn't considered a campaign event. It was considered a state of the nation kind of a speech, just the president. And during that speech, he repeatedly called Donald Trump voters a threat to the country, a threat to democracy, a threat to democracy, a threat to the foundations of democracy. And the next day, his press secretary was asked why the Marines were there, because it was completely inappropriate to give a campaign speech with Marines standing behind him. And Corinne Diversity Hire got up and said, what? Why were the Marines there? Why were they there?
The presence of the Marines at the speech was intended to demonstrate the deep and abiding respect the president has for these service members, to these ideals, and the unique role our independent military plays in defending our democracy.
Defending democracy. defending democracy from anyone who may threaten it. All right. Speaking of the troops, it's Medal of Honor Monday time. We actually have a really, really cool one next. Maybe a little history behind it. Now, let's do some pre-born talk, shall we? Let's do some talk about fighting back. Because we understand these people love abortion. They do. It's not that they're okay with it. It's not that it's just the right they want women to have. That mask is off now. They love abortion with a passion. Do we love life as much as they love death? That is the question. Preborn does. And I know you do when you support preborn. Preborn's out there taking the most at-risk baby and giving the mother a free ultrasound so she will make the right choice. And preborn only gives that free ultrasound to that mother who's about to have an abortion. They can only do that with your help, with your $28. Your $28 buys the ultrasound to save a life. Go save a life tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Hollywood is under siege from external forces. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Jesse. Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans because all veterans who served honorably, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T. .org. The 2024 election is upon us, and now is the time to fight back against the war on masculinity in American society today. Thankfully, the patriots at CHOQ, C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. I've been taking a male vitality stack from CHOQ for like 3 years now. It is incredible. They are here to help make American men strong again. Testosterone fueled again. Maximize your masculinity today at CHOQ.com. Use the code Jesse for a massive discount on any CHOQ subscription for life. CHOQ.com, code Jesse. Limited time offer, subscription cancelable at any time. Jesse Kelly here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, instinct may drive you to reach for lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of deadly force. Enter the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher, equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be shipped right to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse now for an exclusive 10% discount.